Joe Fisher, voice of the Vanderbilt Commodores, is up next. What's going on, Joe?
How are you this morning?
Hey, we are good. And got word over the weekend of a fun doubleheader coming up in December that will include Tennessee against Middle Tennessee State and Vanderbilt against Western Kentucky in college basketball at the Somme Center on December 11th. I think that is very cool that they're going to make that happen.
I think it'll be a lot of fun. They've been working on it for some time. And, you know, Vanderbilt's played Western Kentucky before. In that kind of situation downtown, but it's been quite a while. So, I think it's been like 7 years since they've met. So,
Chris Marcus was playing or not playing the last time they played.
That was the big game. That's right. He did not play in that game. But looking forward to that. That'll be nice. As, you know, elements of the schedule beginning to, you know, unfold. We won't know the full schedule probably until September. But it's going to be a challenging one. Vanderbilt's basketball team in the process of getting ready to go to Australia. They will go over early next month, a 10-day trip, play 5 games over there. So this is one of those, you know, once every 4 years you get the opportunity to go overseas or do something like that. So they're going to get the opportunity to get a little extra practice time and go over and see some of AJ's fans in Australia next month.
Joe, in baseball, Jeremy Sowers gets another chance with the Indians, and he's terrific. 7 shutout innings, 103 pitches, 66 strikes. Just what the doctor ordered for him.
And, you know, he didn't have time to think about it. They called him up, and then they put him in the lineup, and it worked out terrifically. As you said, a 7-inning shutout performance. Of course, Cleveland scored some runs to help him out. You know, when they put 10 on the board, that doesn't hurt anything. But it's been amazing. I'm really going to be curious to see Jeremy again because, as you had talked about before, Mark, his problem was not the first time through the lineup or really even the second time through the lineup. It was the third time. You could almost draw a line in the game and say, boy, once he got to the fifth inning or got into that third at bat, things changed. And so hopefully he's found some way to get through that. I know it had to give him a huge boost of confidence. Now, another guy that needs a little boost right now is David Price.
Well, he's got the split personality. He's got the ERA of 8.20.
Yep.
And an 0-3 record on the road, even though...
He got shelled the one game, so that doesn't...
No, he's gotten shelled on a few occasions.
He got rocked pretty good in the last one. 3 innings, 9 hits, 6 runs. 3 two-run innings back-to-back-to-back. Fortunately, Tampa rallied. He did not figure in the decision on that one. But I'm sure it's just kind of some growing pains and going through it, and hopefully things will settle down for him. But true, he's putting up some numbers we're just not quite accustomed to with him.
Well, at home he's been okay.
Yeah.
And the other interesting element is Jack Armstrong Jr.
Mm-hmm.
pitching in the Cape Cod League All-Star Game at Fenway Park and looking very impressive.
Yep, his dad pitched in that All-Star Game, as a matter of fact, when you go back to his time in the process. But Jack is a guy that, you know, through the course of the later part of last season, you started to see more and more in the bullpen and occasionally in the lineup. He's, you know, 6'7", he's got a 95-plus mile-an-hour fastball. For him, it's all about experience. It's about command and control of his pitches. He picked up 3 wins. He was 3-0 in the Cape League, before the All-Star game with a very low ERA. So that's got to be some great experience for him. And he's going to be one of those young arms that Tim Corbin is going to look to try to help replace the loss of a guy like Mike Minor. I think Grayson Garvin's going to be another that you're going to see him lean toward the left-hander. So new faces, but some experienced faces as well, looking forward to next year.
Yeah, Armstrong's dad started the big All-Star game.
4 years after he pitched in the Cape Cod All-Star game, I believe that's correct.
And only about a week out from starting football practice, and everybody's getting excited.
Getting excited. Bobby Johnson had a little weekend trip he had to make to go and be inducted into Furman's Hall of Fame, which happened over the weekend, along with Des Kitchings. That's pretty nice to have 2 members of the coaching staff inducted into the Hall of Fame at the same time. So now from here on, it's down to business. And it won't be – I mean, they'll start reporting early next month and be on the field before you know it.
Joe, thanks a lot. Talk to you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.